Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, 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 and good afternoon and evening to everyone. Feels like afternoon here to me. I am in California. It's a nice sunny day already. It's over 80 degrees, and it is lovely and warm after the last few months of cold and rain. And I know others have been experiencing that same cold and rain. So I hope from here in California, I can just send you just a little sunshine and warmth your way. And it's coming from the west and heading towards the east this time. And so with that, I want to thank you all for coming here to Angel Antics and sharing your beautiful energy with me and my magnificent co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. Are you out there today?
You know what? I'm out there. I'm always out there. Do you even have to ask? Oh, my goodness. You know what? I was running around outside because I was trying to catch the Easter Bunny, Eileen, and the darn thing ran into IHOP. So, you know what? The fact that bunnies exist is proof that everything is going to be okay. And
right.
I told everyone, you know, I'm going to stand outside and wait for the bunny. So if anyone asks, just tell them I'm outstanding.
You are outstanding in your field.
Yeah, and you know what? I was thinking, oh, my gosh, like, what am I going to put up there? And all of a sudden, Phyllis Diller just popped into my face. And she said, you know, clean your house while your kids are still growing. It's like shoveling the sidewalk before it stops snowing. So she told everyone, take a break and listen to Angel Antics. So I think that's why so many people, they just stopped and they're going to take a little break. And I'm feeling the crazy energy of this this blue moon that's coming, you know, tomorrow, the 31st, Eileen. I don't know about you, but I'm just feeling this crazy energy.
Well,
I mean,
actually,
it's amazing at times, and at other times it's just like really, totally crazy. So I am feeling it. Go ahead.
Right. It has been crazy energy. I was going to say I went out last night just for a few minutes, and I actually, what the energy asked made me feel is that it was time to be thankful. And so I actually sat in my car before I came back into my house with my dinner, and I was thankful for where I lived and the things that I have in my life, and that I've moved forward each and every day, and that I continue to grow and grow. And the energy of that moon just felt like it was blessing all that. And I just think right now that that's the time. Right now it just feels like the right time to step out under the moonlight and think about all the things you just can be grateful for and draw that gratitude energy into you and realize what goodness it can bring you. Even if things seem rough right now, and even if things seem like we need a change, that's when that energy vibrates the most. And when things seem to be the most wrong, it's because they are aligning you with what's right coming next. And that's how I've been feeling lately.
Yes, and I want to wish everyone, you know, like may this Easter bring everyone all together for great celebrations filled with lots of joy and happiness with their family. And, of course, Eileen, we can't forget chocolate, you know, lots and lots of chocolate.
Yeah, I have my favorites. It happens to be Cadbury's. Love those little mini eggs. They're just my favorite. But then again, my all-time favorite candy bar is you can find it occasionally as an import, but it's they make them actually, the manufacturing plant for it is in Ireland, and they're called Cadbury Flakes, and they're a dark chocolate, and they're very interesting. I just love them. They are my favorite.
Oh my goodness. But well, you know, we have our own little chocolate company that's, you know, native to our area here in Pennsylvania. And the chocolate is phenomenal. So I just can't wait to just bite off the ears of a bunny.
So that's your favorite. I think everybody just has, even those people that aren't real particular about candy or anything, I think there's just always that one thing that's just your favorite, you know? That's always nice.
Yeah. It is.
Anyway,
so we do hanging in the background there. So I can't promise you it's going to be quiet because I told Ginger and Joan that they had to behave today, and then there came in,
uh-huh.
you know, there came in. So I told them, you know, we want to try to have like a nice show because you know this is the Easter weekend, so we're going to try to have them sit quietly and enjoy the show.
But when you tell Joan to behave, she doesn't behave. It doesn't mean she behaves well. She just behaves.
We're going to try. I'm hoping she's good tonight. Like I said, the energy is crazy, Eileen, and it's been crazy for me like the last couple of days. So I don't know what to expect. That's why they call it Angel Antics. We will see, you know.
Yeah, we never know what antics will come along or what angels will show up. But today you've got your angel, DC Love, and Eileen Powers. Now, granted, we only wish we had wings, but we are earthbound, and we are here to share what your angels would like you to know. So we're going to bring that through as best as we can through light and love. And with that said, I'd really like to start bringing on callers because we do have quite a few today, DC. So let's give them what we can, but let's try to make sure that we get through most of them today because I know everybody would rather have a little something-something than only give a few a bunch and no and the others nothing else. So let's do what we can, sweetie.
Awesome.
All right. My first caller today now is from the 352 area code. 352, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, ladies, and happy holidays. This is Joanna from Florida.
Hi, Joanna. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. My best friend cut me out of his life months ago, and he's been in a very unhealthy relationship, so this was due in part to this. And I had a dream about him the other night, and that's the reason for my call. In the dream, he won gold necklaces, and someone was placing them around his neck. And one of them, I don't know the significance, but one of them was worth $4,000. So I don't know what this means.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound so bad. But let's just see if anything comes through for him, for you. Sometimes that's hard because, you know, it's his energy. We don't really have permission to read.
Yeah.
But we will definitely see what angels want you to know.
Okay.
And for me, what I'll do is I'll ask them, what is the message they want you to know about this situation? Because they brought you that dream.
Yes.
All right. So I'll let DC go first and give you what she's got, Joanna.
Thank you.
Yes, Joanna, it's very nice, you know, to connect with you today. Thank you for calling us. And, you know, we're honored to have you here with us. The first thing that I wanted to tell you is I have a woman in spirit coming in.
Okay.
And she's just asking you to just, you know, just trust your gut, hon, okay?
Okay.
In regard to the situation that you're asking about?
Yes.
She's saying, you know what's going on. Just trust your gut. Don't be in a state of fear. So she's showing me you're surrounded by angels. You're surrounded by, you know, the Ascended Masters, Mother Mary. I mean, they're all with you, okay? So just, you know, when you stay in a state of peace, you're going to be able to know exactly what's going on, and you will be divinely guided, okay? So with that being said, I'm getting you're going to get a telephone call is what I'm thinking, okay?
Okay.
That, you know, this person is thinking about you. So just, you know, just relax and let it be, okay? But you're, you know, I don't know if this is a grandmother. She looks like she has lighter hair. She's just saying listen to your own inner voice. That, you know, your intuition, okay, and just relax, okay? Do you meditate?
Okay.
Because I'm thinking, she's saying just meditate for a little while.
Yes, okay.
Okay. So don't worry about things, just meditate. And I'm getting, you know, like your emotions, you know, like let go of the emotions, release, you know, what no longer serves you, just let it go, okay?
Right.
Okay, and my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's saying... You've got to, like, sort of, like, it's spring, you know, it's spring. Have you done any spring cleaning yet?
Yes, I have. I have been doing that, yes.
Okay, she's saying, okay, so she said, did you do any emotional spring cleaning?
That's what I'm working on.
Okay, so she wants you to do that as well. So just like release, you know, what no longer serves you, and release, you know, anyone that, you know, is ready, you know, to just be tossed to the side too. Because if people,
yeah,
you know, if they're not supporting you and they're not going to be there for you when you need them, you know, it's time to make room for people that are more positive, okay?
Yes, exactly. I agree.
So make some space for the new, she's saying, and you won't be sorry, okay? I'm getting that this is a time in your life where you don't have time to worry about this friend because it will work itself out. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, there's so many amazing people around you, okay?
Yes.
So connect with these beautiful people, my goodness. And she's saying you've got a whole bunch of angels. They're there to help you as well. So just keep moving forward, okay? She's saying, you
yeah
know, keep walking your talk, okay?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, and I'm hearing, like, celebrations. There's going to be celebrations for you. There's going to be happy times, you know, that you're going to be with people that you love to be with, okay?
Wonderful.
And I'm also
thank
getting, like,
you
prosperity around you as well. Okay, so
oh,
celebrations,
good
prosperity. And I'm also getting, you know, this is going to be, like, you know, the 31st, of course, is like that new moon, and it's bringing in that exciting new energy, Joanna. So this
yes
is a time for new opportunities with that prosperity, okay?
Wonderful.
And things
wonderful
are going to happen really fast for you.
Great.
So make sure you're thinking positively, and you're only thinking about what you want, hon, not what you don't want. It's really
right
important that you only think about what you're wanting, okay?
Okay, yes, yes.
Okay,
so
joyful,
you
know, and think about all the good stuff, because this is a time to really be, you know, happy about the future. You know, it's going to be beautiful for you. Okay,
yes.
So
yes,
Ginger's with you, and she's you have so much to look forward, you know, to. You know, don't, you know, please take advantage of this beautiful moon energy. I'm getting if you've had any trouble with your finances, that's going to be taken care of. Okay. And you've got to take time, you know, you need to relax a little bit more because as I'm talking to you, my shoulders
oh, yes
and my neck
yes
really
yes
they hurt, and it's you, it's not me, it's your fault. So Ginger's saying, knock it off, okay? Just knock
you're
it
right
off and try to relax.
Yeah,
and
you're, Duane, right, you're right.
You have beautiful psychic abilities yourself. You're very intuitive.
Yes.
So this is a time for you to just, you know, like work with those beautiful abilities. Okay, and you know what, like you called him, but you already knew the answer to your question is what Ginger's saying, okay?
Okay?
And the angels are guiding you. They're all around you. She's saying you've got all these angels and ascended masters and everybody and, you know, your family on the other side. So she's saying you're a good girlfriend. And this is the start. She's given me a book, Joanna, and I'm opening it up and I'm looking, but there's, I said, Ginger, there's nothing written in this, you know, this part of the book.
Wow.
She said, because Joanna has to think about what she wants. What
oh
is it that you want? You've got to start writing, you know, this new chapter in this beautiful
exactly
book and write down exactly what you want. Embrace this beautiful new time, okay?
Yes.
This is a journey
yes
that's going to be amazing for you. It's going to be filled with blessings, okay? And you have the ability to manifest whatever it is that you're wanting. So don't waste it, okay?
Yes, I won't.
Okay, and that's what Ginger has and I have, I guess. So I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and happy holidays, hon.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much.
Bless you, honey. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, DG. That was awesome. Joanna,
beautiful.
What I have for yeah, it was. What I have for you right off is that you have been focusing on the worst-case scenario. And
yes
you are allowing your worry to grow out of proportion. Do you know
yes
if you broke up with this guy and he's with some other woman, he's no longer, should no longer be in your energy field. Let him go. And one of the ways of doing that is a full moon celebration.
Okay.
And what I can suggest for you is to take his name, write it down on a piece of paper, and write on it however you feel about the best way to release him. I release you. Your energy no longer holds me. I release you. I can still love you, but I am no longer in love with you. Whatever terms come out on that paper, if you write a whole essay, write it. If you write one word and a couple of bam statements, so be it. Whatever you're comfortable with, do that. And do that tonight. And then set yourself up a small altar. Now, a small altar doesn't need to be anything crazy. Just go outside in the backyard and bring yourself a little candle and candle holder, maybe a couple of something that means something to you, whether it be pictures of your family, whether it be rocks and stones and crystals, whether it be a grouping of flowers on your altar around a candle. That's an altar. Okay, it doesn't have to be anything else but that. It could be just the candle on a nice piece of satin cloth or velvet or whatever nice, lovely cloth you might have, or even a scarf. Throw a scarf on a little tree stump. Put a candle on it. You have an altar. And then take that paper in the full moon and say it out loud that you release him and burn that piece of paper. And I'll get yourself a little barbecue or something for, you know, I always used to have an old barbecue at home and I'd light the candle and I'd do my ceremony and then I would drop it into that safety because I lived in the mountains and in California and that was not, you know, fire wasn't safe, but I still did my ceremony. And so, you know, go ahead and drop that in a safe canister and release that. The other method, another thing that I want you to do while you're doing the ceremony is I want you to put your flat of your hand in the front of your face, starting about at your nose, and I want you to streak from your nose to the crown of your neck and do that three times saying, I release you, I release you, I release you, or whatever words you'd like to use. That releasing process is amazing. See if that helps. And the reason why I give that to you is because of the rest of your reading. It is about you. You need to follow the passion of what it is that you really want to do when it comes to you and your career. Be the best of whatever it is that you do. Do not compromise. Do not compensate for anyone else. Allow your creative talents to burst forth like spring, like new growth, like new flowers. This will actually allow you a wonderful fundamental windfall of financial bliss. That your leadership are going to come forward. They are really needed, and you've just been kind of a team player, but right now you need to let your creative talent shine and really come forward because you're meant to be a leader, and you are going to do some unexpected supporting for the cause, and it's going to benefit you overall financially.
Wonderful.
You do
unleash
that bold side of yourself. It doesn't mean to be rude or haughty. It means to be confident and poised. Carry yourself. Hold your head high. Look at yourself in the mirror every morning and give yourself the, I am powerful. I am strong. I can conquer anything for myself. I am an amazing woman. And be that, because you are becoming increasingly sensitive. By being more powerful within yourself, it allows you to allow yourself to be sensitive because you know you're in your own power. You hold your own power. But definitely those important doors are opening for you right now. Make sure you walk through them. Doors only stay open for a short time.
So
when you see those opportunity, make sure you walk through them. And that's the message I have for you tonight, Joanna. I hope that is clear.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Thank you so much, and bless you both, and bless you, and happy upcoming holidays, and thank you again for everything in your time.
Yeah. Sure. All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is from the 239 area code.
Oops.
When the last caller, she hung up when I said goodbye, and when she drops off, my whole screen moves. So when I go to click on the next caller, they're not the next one down is. 239, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Diana.
Are you on speakerphone?
Let me see.
You need to take it off speakerphone because all I can hear is an echo. All right, who am I speaking to?
It's Diana.
It's Anna?
It's been D-I-N-A.
Oh, Diana?
Diana. All right. Hi, Diana. Do you have a question for us?
Well, someone was standing over my bed the other night, and I just want to know if you have a message from the other side.
All right. You're seeing something.
Okay.
I saw something today myself. So two of us saw something walk through a room today. So I know those things happen. All right, let's see if we can figure this out. CC?
Okay. Yes, Diana, thank you for calling in today. It's, beautiful to connect with you. Okay. I'm getting that, that you're connecting while you're sleeping and you're dreaming, and I don't know if you're realizing that, because you are realizing it like when you're awake, but do you realize that you're connecting with someone, a family member? Or it could be, what I'm getting? Do you have a baby that was a friend that passed? Because I believe it's a woman that passed, and I don't feel like it's a family member. I feel like they're close, but I don't feel like it's family. They were very spiritual.
I don't know who that would be unless somebody, has died.
Family
that
friend?
I don't
Maybe
know.
It's a family friend. I'm getting family friend and I'm getting woman is what they're showing me. Okay.
Yeah.
So she is with you and she's just asking that you love yourself and allow love to come into your life, hon. Okay. I don't know if you're with someone, but I'm getting love around you. So embrace this
well,
time because
I am accepting those things to happen because other people have been telling me the same thing you're telling me.
Okay, because I'm like this beautiful love is what I'm being shown, and I'm hearing love is in the air, like I was hearing the Love Boat song, but also not only love, mm-hmm. It's a time for you to really don't hold yourself back. This is the time, whatever you've been dreaming about. Put it out there. This is a time of manifestation for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Mother Mary is stepping forward now, and she
mm-hmm.
wants you to love yourself first, okay? You've got to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to accept yourself, okay? And she's letting you know, Diana, how beautiful you are, okay? And she's just putting her arms around you, and she's just, she's wanting you to feel this beautiful love that's all around you, okay? But the theme
mm-hmm.
for you, like I said, is love. It's love, on so many different levels, okay? So I'm getting, love, in all different kinds of relationships, hon, okay?
Hmm. That's
so
what's
just
coming.
Surround yourself, with the people that really, lift you up, okay? And you'll feel that beautiful vibration of love getting, stronger and stronger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
I just
if
moved,
you're, are you in a, like a relationship?
Anybody, but
because I'm getting, you're going to have
I don't know anybody, but that's what I am manifesting, that I'm going to meet those people that are like
There's
me.
An opportunity coming, hon. Diana, there is an opportunity coming, and I'm
Yay.
Just being shown a and it's going to be a beautiful healing relationship. Okay?
Wow.
But it starts with you. You've got to love yourself first. You've got to be open to the love
mm-hmm.
that's coming your way. You've got to make your, self available. Put it out there and let the angels know, what kind of person would you want? What are their qualities? Put it out there to the universe. And this is going to help to really attract that beautiful love to come to you. And also, on the other half of the page, put the stuff that you don't like. This is what I don't want, from another a partner, whatever it is that, the deal breakers, I call them the deal breakers. Let the universe know, okay? So this is a time for you, like I said, of love, and it's a time for success, and, love is the theme for you, because even regarding work, when you work from your heart, you're going to see that the money's just going to flow very easily to you, okay? So just
mm-hmm.
open yourself up to beautiful, loving energy. It's really going through every area of your life, okay?
Yeah, I know
I'm getting,
that.
You know, okay, this is like I said, this is the time to embrace your heart's desires, hon. And that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless you,
thank you
for calling us.
All right. Thank you, DC. Diana, what I have for you, actually, I'm going to end up right where DC was a little bit ago because that's actually the last thing I pulled, but I was reading it as she was giving you almost the exact same message. So we're definitely in resonance there. What I'm finding is that you have a situation that has to do with very possibly some type of legal issue or right and wrong type issue. And what I'm hearing is that you really need to take time to really review the details carefully. If you do, you can come to a fair and objective decision. And you will end up in the with a win in the end. So be patient. Make sure you review the details, and don't let your ego or emotions get involved in that objectivity and fairness, because it definitely, our monkey mind, which is our ego, just another reference for it, can really get us, you know, just get us all in a twitter about something, and we just not necessarily need to go there. But definitely for you, it is time for you to go after your dreams. So do something that expands you, your horizons. And you are, if you do, you will likely take creative flight. And when we do this, we don't need to align ourselves with anyone. First, we need to, and that's what I'm hearing in this. DC was talking about aligning yourself with certain things, and I totally agree with her, because really what, you know, what I was hearing is you need to align yourself with yourself. But with that, but let's go back to creativity. You need to follow your passion and find out, you know, really feel what that passion is and let it take flight. If you do, you will definitely be the best that you can be. And that's where we all want to be, because when we're the best, it's no longer called work, called my life, and it's what I want to do. And if each of us could reach that point, it would be spectacular, because most everybody would be happy all the time. I do know that you are a very strong woman. You actually, you don't get messages. You just know things, which is what I am. That's my Claire. One of my clairvoyance is just knowing things. You don't know why you know them. You know, you're not hearing voices. You know, like DC will say, well, I keep hearing this, I hear this song, you know, and then she'll, you know, give you the theme of that song, and that's part of the message. With mm-hmm. this, what I'm saying is that you just have divine knowledge. Sometimes you just know, and you just mm-hmm. know it's spirit that's telling you. Is that right? Is that true about yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I also get songs. I mean, I do it the other way, too, and I get signs.
You get the other. Okay,
but
so
I don't know what that first thing, I don't know what you're talking about. It sounded more like my son and me.
Let me tell you. Be quiet and let me tell you. What I'm saying then is, with this creative insight, that's how the message is going to come to you, is it's going to come through knowing. Like you said, you have several
mm-hmm.
clairs that are vibrant.
Yeah.
So this particular clair is the one that is going to be aware that it is the right thing to do. It is the right dream. It is the right passion that you are to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And you will just know that it's right. I'm also being told to ask your guardians, your loved ones, your guides, your guardians, and those that have gone before you, but especially your guardian angels, ask them if they will show you what it is.
Every
ask
day, 100 times a day, I do that. You're repeating a lot of things that I tell other people and that I do.
Well, they're also telling me that
I was talking about
you are
the legal thing you said. There's nothing like that happening.
mm-hmm.
The very first thing you said about something legal and right and wrong, that sounds more like a relationship with my son.
With your son, it's about being just.
What I was getting at was about a just thing, whether, you know, that there's some justice that needs to come through there and finding that fair and objective.
Yeah.
But the last thing that I have for you is the same thing that DC had. She had Mother Mary coming through to tell you, you need to love yourself unconditionally. And I have Mary Magdalene coming through with the same message, to give yourself unconditional love. That no matter what any outward things are going on around you, you are magnificent, you are beautiful inside and out, you are perfect just as you are. If you ever feel you're not, if you're feeling weak in the area of love, please stand in front of the mirror, look at your beautiful self in the eyes, and just say the words, I love you. You're amazing. And look yourself in the eyes and share that with yourself. You deserve it. And I have to tell you, are a beautiful, beautiful energy about you. You are a beautiful energy. And I love you too. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
You give people advice a lot like I do, you know that? So,
I give them what?
I say that to people all the time. I always have.
Nice.
I was talking to my daughter once, and the cat understood me, and the cat jumped up and looked in the mirror. I said, you know, if the cat can understand me, you can understand me.
Right? Well, that just means you're vibrating on all levels, which is where we want to be. That's the best place and time for us, is when we can vibrate on all levels and communicate equally with all of our surroundings. So you're there. That's magnificent.
Well, except for my son, because he wants me to be wrong and all this stuff. So we do have a conflict. So everything you said was right, and
if there was no challenge in your life, then there'd be no reason. There would be no more lessons, and if there's no more lessons, then you might be done on this for this time round. So as long as there's still challenges, there's still part of your lessons to be learned somewhere in there. Who knows what it is? We all seek those out. Anyway, thanks so much for calling today, and look forward to hearing from you again soon, Diana. Happy Easter.
Yeah.
All right. Our next caller is from, let's see if they're still on board. No, my next caller appears to have hung up, so I'll move on to the next one. Because I write them down when they come in, so I know who came in what order. 708, welcome to Angel Ethics, and who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Barb.
Hi, Barb, welcome, and happy Easter. Do you have a question for us?
Happy Easter to both of you. Yes, I'd like to know what my angels want me to know going forward about a spiritual career and business opportunities.
All right. Let's see what they want you to know.
Okay. Hi, Barb. It's DC. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, first, just be at peace is what I'm getting, okay? And they're showing me this is a time of change for you. It's sort of like a time for you to move on is what I'm getting.
Okay.
They want you to be really confident because you have such beautiful abilities. And I'm hearing like a new position is what they're showing me. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just try to be really receptive, you know, and, you know, open your arms wide to receiving, because beautiful business opportunities are coming your way. Okay, and even, you know, even like right now, like bonuses possibly, but there is going to be material prosperity. And my dog Ginger is coming in, and she says, you know, just affirm that life is just getting better and better, you know, for you. And she's saying, you know, how good can you stand it, Barb? Because that's how good it's going to get, okay?
Oh, please.
Well, that's what she's saying. And I see a contract. Ginger, show me a contract. There's a contract in front of you. Okay, and you know, it leads you to a life filled with success, okay?
Okay.
So just be open to all of this. And I'm getting that you have magnificent psychic abilities yourself, and I'm sure that you know, you're at peace, you're meditating, and you're probably getting a lot of this information yourself. So make sure, if you don't have like a dream journal, I would suggest that you start a dream journal, because at night you're getting a lot of the answers that you're asking right now, okay?
I don't remember them all.
Okay, well just ask, before you go to sleep, ask. And just, even if you wake up and it's only a couple words or whatever, it'll get more, it'll be more and more as you get into the writing, but just ask. It may take a little while, but you'll get there, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's asking that you let go of any negative thoughts that you're holding on to, okay? She's saying, Barb, you have a tendency to be like a little bit of, there's a little bit of a stubborn streak in you as well.
No.
Okay? So she's saying, let go and let God, or let go and let me and Joan help you. So please don't be so stubborn, okay, is what Ginger wants to say. Okay, and I'm getting, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, how long would it be for this contract?
Okay. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to give you that, like, right now, because we're on air. It takes a little bit of a while.
Okay, that's
so
all.
I'm getting, like, career, new places, what they're showing me. They're not giving me, like, the angels aren't giving me a time, like, right now. But they're saying just focus on what you're wanting. And you've got all these, all these untapped resources within you. And you're really creative. So when you connect with your creativity, you're going to find that everything just opens up for you, okay?
Okay.
So there's opportunities, they're saying again. There's opportunities. There's success. And I'm also getting, I don't know if you were thinking about anything entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
But maybe even that time, because I'm getting, like Ginger is standing there and she has like a big green light. She's saying, go for it. That you're a natural leader, hon, okay? And I'm getting, you've been like, sort of like she's saying, like you've been by yourself a little bit too much. Are you getting out and, interacting with your friends and having some good times?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, because you really need a little bit more of an interaction with your friends, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to see, that it helps, and it's really going to help to give you, some new energy, hon. So please try to get, connected with your friends, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just make a little time to go within. Get that dream journal going and everything, but you've got to get around other people and really, have like that joy with them, and it's really going to make you feel so much better, okay? And I'm getting, there's so much that you're going to be doing, and you've got to play, because if you're going to work hard, you've got to play hard, okay? If you don't, you're not going to have the balance that you're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger's saying that, you're really creative, and she's saying, you've got it going on and everything, but she just wants to, she'll help you if you need to have a little bit more fun, okay? And have you been thinking, for a while about a better job? Because I'm getting, she's saying better job. She needs a better job.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good, because everything does happen for a reason, okay? And, there's going to be magnificent new things in store for you, hon, and it's going to really make you happy in the long run. So don't be afraid. Just embrace it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she wants you to, invite your inner child out for an afternoon of fun as well, okay?
Okay.
Because that beautiful little girl within you is like, she's kicking your ankles and she's pulling on your shirt and she's saying, you haven't played with me in a really long time and I'm really getting upset, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So play with that beautiful inner child. Think of things that you did when you were young, and you're going to find that, there's not going to be, anxiety. There's not going to be, any kind of negative thoughts. It's going to be just fun. You're going to be calm. And that's when the miracles and the magic begin, okay? So that's what I have for you. And I just want to ask, I'm ready to, chug down a bottle of water here. Are you drinking enough water?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
I drink a lot.
Then, that you need to just purify your body and your emotions, okay?
Yeah.
You need to detox a little bit what you're thinking about. Even salt baths. Do you take salt baths? Because I'm getting in this purification needed. And that's what I have. I hope that helps. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen so she can, you know, add to the reading.
Okay. Thank you so much, DC.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, DC. Barb, I actually have a really big reading for you, and I don't have terribly a lot of time. So I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible, but I pulled some really major, major cards for you. And I mean, all of them were. And so this is like a life purpose, like next stage of your life reading, so on and so forth. It's not, you know, sometimes readings are just for now. This one's actually kind of a biggie. So with that said, it is really time. This is a time that it is very important for you to stick to your principles. DC had said something about a contract or something like that. And it's in, you know, same place area as that, as when she mentioned that. And so what I want to tell you is to really trust your opinions, because it really is a time to make things evident, but don't allow others to talk you out of your beliefs or your priorities. You know, remember to be a little impartial and objective as you make, you know, decisions, especially when they involve other people. However, objectively, you must also be countervailed with compassion. So you need to give it compassion, but, you know, you also need to make sure that you keep your beliefs in mind and your priorities. All right? So, Be fair and objective, but, you know, make sure that you don't lose sight of your own priorities, because it is time to believe. It is time to believe in you. All of your challenges are going to fade away, and have the true faith light that your way will be clear. Look towards the starry sky. Life has wonderful and magical things in store for you. Don't allow any self-doubt to stop that. You need to look future with hope and optimism. Ask God, the angels, the fairies, your loved ones before you to help you manifest whatever it is you need in order to move forward. Because right now it's time for you to take that turn and trust in yourself and your abilities and allow yourself to grow. Let yourself, let your spiritual self guide you, and you will be more fulfilled. You'll find some really fulfilling insights are going to come your way, along with a lot of ancient healing, and the manifesting of those energies for healing are on your way. You really need to be bold and really unleash your own power in that, because it really is this is your time. You really have enough. There's enough for you here. Anything you need is infinitely supplied. It will be provided for you. You'll figure it out. But you have to unleash that adventurous side and take those risks. But success is definitely on its way. It's going to come, of course, from your own dedication and self-discipline. So celebrate your accomplishments. So this is an example of celebrating your accomplishments. My sister and I would do some gardening. She's an ornamental horticulturist. And, you know, I'd go over to her house, and she'd rip me into helping her, right? So we'd rouse the garden, and we'd clean it all up, and then we'd put some plants in, and she'd water it. And she'd say, okay, now step back and just look at it. And I'd say, yeah, okay. She goes, this is the time that we take to do the admiring. So always take the time to step back and admire your accomplishments. It's acknowledging them. It's being grateful for them. And that energy of gratitude brings more to us. We all know that. When we have energy of resistance and hate, we push things away. And when we have gratitude and accomplishment and, you know, we have a tendency to draw things in. So make sure you admire your accomplishments, even the small steps along the way. But success is really coming your way, and you will be celebrating your accomplishments. It may even bring you into the spotlight, but have faith that all your prayers are really going to be answered. And that's the message I have for you today, Barb. I hope that's
you know, and you're right. I do have to you know, you always get so busy doing stuff, you know, whether even if it's fun, but you really, you know, I will be mindful to step back and look and say, wow, look at that, and just really take a moment and be in the moment.
Yeah, just take that deep breath and breathe in and really ground it and feel it. That's what really counts. Anyway, thank you for calling in today. We really appreciate you.
And we hope
thank
you have
you so
a
much.
Wonderful Easter.
And hopefully
you
we'll
too.
Hear from you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Now, my next caller. Hang on. I'm looking for the numbers here. There it is. 732, welcome to Angel Antics. Thank you for holding. And may I ask who's calling?
This is Rose.
Rose, welcome to the show. And do you have a question for us?
Yes, I have a few questions. One question is, like, my dad is going to have surgery next month. There was a tumor in his kidney. I was just wondering if everything's going to be okay for him. And my second question is about, like, I just like when I'm reading in general, like, what kind of message do you have for me?
Well, we'll just have to go with what they give us on that. They might not give us whatever. They might not give us anything on your dad, but they might. So we'll just see. There
okay.
might be a loved one that makes sense of something. But let's see what we've got for you. DC?
Yes. Hello, Rose. Thank you for calling in. The question that you asked, the angels are telling me that you're very intuitive and you already have the answer within. So you know the answer to that question, hon, is what they're telling me about
okay.
your dad, that you're very intuitive and you know. Archangel Michael is coming in, and he's showing me that you are really growing spiritually. I don't know if you feel that.
Yes.
But this is like a time that you should really, you know, really think about what you're wanting, because Archangel Michael is with you, and it's sort of like you're going up like this escalator. You know, you're just going up so many different levels as we're connecting, okay?
Okay.
So this is a great time for you, and, you know, just think about what you're wanting. And, Rose, are you thinking about traveling? Because I'm getting that you possibly may travel somewhere.
Yes, I'm going to go in September. I'm supposed to go to Asia.
Okay, because I was going to ask international. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what they're showing me. And
okay.
I'm getting, you know, just moving forward. Everything is, like, turning out, like, great for you. You know, don't worry. I'm getting financial success around you. Okay? And
okay.
whatever it is that you're holding on to something. It's time to let it go. It doesn't serve you any longer.
Okay.
So
okay.
let it go. You know, make room for the good that wants to come in. You are this beautiful butterfly. You're no longer that caterpillar, Rose, okay? You have evolved.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Open your arms wide to receiving, hon, okay?
Okay?
And really, you know, take time to love yourself, okay?
Yes.
I'm getting, this is like, you know, like you went through the tunnel. It's the light at the end of the tunnel. You're already on the other side, hon, okay? Embrace this new time.
Okay.
And if you need help,
okay.
go and let God. And Rose, your dreams are coming true, hon. There's a beautiful star up in the sky. It has your name on it. Make that wish, okay? Don't be okay. worried. Your life is meant to be beautiful. It's meant to be magical. Okay, it's going to be filled with joy, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, be open to receiving all the good that's coming your way, Rose, because it's truly going to be beautiful for you. Okay?
Okay.
And what I'm saying is, you know, like, your dreams, you're not even dreaming as big as you should, okay? So, you know, dream on like a higher level is what the angels are showing me, Rose, okay?
Okay, okay.
So dream big. Don't be afraid. And they're showing me, you know, like there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, Rose, and that's yours, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, do you have a mom or a grandmother in spirit? Because she's holding you, like, really close, and she's saying, I love you.
That's my grandmother. She passed away, like, 3 years ago, around this time.
Okay. And she wants you to, you know what, you've got to live your life. You're just, you know, you're not living the life that you should be, you know, living. She's saying be grateful for each day, and she wants you to have the life that you deserve, one that's filled with happiness, and she wants you to know that she's with you. You have a divine team with you, okay? And, you know, you can count on her. If you need some help, know that she's there, okay? She said you can count on me whenever you need something, Rose. Okay, so she's there and she's just holding you. And she wants you to celebrate life. She's saying, Rose, you don't celebrate enough, okay?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, you're here. That's a celebrate. That's reason to celebrate enough, okay? You're here. Is there a special day coming for you, hon, or someone in your family? Because she's sitting there and she's saying, I'm going to celebrate with them.
My mom's birthday is going to be next month, the 29th of April.
Okay. Well, she's sitting there and she's waiting. So make sure you set a little place for her, okay? Honor her.
Okay.
Just leave a place for her. And she can't wait to connect with everybody. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless you, hon.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now let's see what I have for you, Rose. I see that right now it is really time for you to step up to the plate and use your own leadership skills. They are very much needed right now. If you do this, you're going to find some unexpected support, basically support in your cause. Because what you desire is something more meaningful instead of just, you know, going through the process. So be a little more innovative and be inspiring to others also by doing your own particular best. And be inspiring to others to do their best too. But what I'm finding for you is that it may be time for you to kind of move on. You are realizing it's time for you to move on a little bit. And you might find yourself really choosing to make some major life changes right now because you desire a more meaningful life than what you've got going. So I, you know, when you told DC that you were, you know, going to Asia next, you know, in September, that's phenomenal because it is time for you to make those changes. Look to the future with a lot of hope and optimism. There is a lot of power in the faith that you can. When you believe you can, you can. And when you believe you can't, you won't. So believe that you can. You do have the ability to move mountains. These are going to really bring some really happy changes, and it's going to bring some relief to some times that you felt have been very challenging for you. But just, you know, unleash that adventurous side. Let yourself out and, you know, expand your wings. And know that changes always seem painful, but change is always for the better. Even if in the transition it's not as good, change is always for the better. We grow. We don't grow if we stay the same. So we must make changes in order to grow and make things better. Because stagnation, staying the same, which is stagnation, is never good for anyone. We're not meant to stay the same. We're meant to walk a path and grow on this earth. So we must continue to do that. One of the things I am hearing for you, though, is you need to get outside, get some fresh air, spend as much time as you can in the outdoors, in the sunshine.
Yes.
You've been indoors too long, and you really need to get out. So make sure that you go and do that. And that's the message I have for you, Rose. Hope that resonated with you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, my next caller. Like I said, sometimes this is hard to play with. Trying not to miss anybody and trying to take you in order as best as possible. So, how about from the 504 area code? 504, welcome to Angel Ann.
Hi, thank you so
much.
Uh-huh.
And who am I talking
to? My name's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, I am under a great deal of stress, and I'm trying to just take stop being a people pleaser, I guess, is probably what got me in this trouble. But I want to leave my job, and I heard of a job today within the same building but for a different company. And I just don't want to leave this job for another bad job. So I was wondering if you saw this. Should I go and check it out? The one I just heard about. Because
okay.
I think that they wanted me before.
Well, let's see what energies it has around it and see if we're able to give you an answer.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Hi, Deborah. It's DC. I'm getting, this is a time that you really got to think about your future and start, like, planning. And
okay.
You know, you do have a decision, so you really have to, you know, you've got to think about this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a definitive yes or no because, you know,
mm-hmm.
this has to come from you. This decision is yours. I mean, checking it out, of course, you can check it out. But you've got to listen
okay.
to yourself. You're very, you know, you're very wise. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting, you know, like, would you ever consider working with someone else? Because I'm getting, like, working with someone else may actually help as well.
Well, I do, what do you mean? I mean, I do work with people now, and the other place would be with someone else. You mean, I heard about today?
Someone that would support you and you would support them. You know, like a partner.
Yeah.
Someone that would, sort of like Eileen and I are partners for this show. Like, we complement each other.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You and this partner, I'm getting partner, you know, that may help you to really get to where you want to be. But there is an opportunity coming your way. It's going to be really exciting. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be a beautiful new beginning. It's filled with, you know, positive energy. There's going to be some surprises along the way. There's going to be some surprises, which is cool. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, there's going to be other people, of course, that you work with. There's going to be opportunities. And Ginger's saying cha-ching, cha-ching, there's going to be money, okay?
That's
so
good.
You
I
will
need
be
it.
Able to, yeah, you're going to get rid of those bills that you have. She's just, like, throwing the bills out the window. She said, I already paid them. Like, they're going to be paid, okay? But
okay.
there may be an unexpected job offer or an opportunity, hon, okay?
Okay. That's
so
what I'm afraid. I feel it's coming. I do feel that
yeah,
coming, and I don't want to be impatient.
But, right, you're a little disconnected right now from the angels, okay, is what Ginger's showing
okay.
me.
Okay.
Okay, it's kind of like you have like a dirty, clogged filter in a car, okay?
I believe it, yes.
Yeah, so you really got to, you know, you got to either get a new filter or something, but you've got to unclog that filter so that vibration that you have, that beautiful vibration comes through, okay?
Okay.
So ask the angels, you know, to come in and to work with you with that. And this is going to be amazing. Like I said, it might start off a little bit rough, but you're going to end up and it's going to be totally amazing. Okay, and I want to ask you, because there's little hearts around you, are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, well, being that you're in a relationship, it's just going to be where you get, like, closer to each other, okay?
Okay.
So it's going to be, like, renewed on some level.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm also getting, like, your spiritual, you know, gifts are coming in more and more.
Yeah.
And, Deborah, you do know what to do. Like, you're asking us for this information, but Ginger's saying she already knows what to do. Okay?
Well,
so
you what
think if, about
how,
it.
How do I get unclogged? I'm going on a spiritual retreat, not this weekend, but next weekend, and it's been difficult. It's been hard to get it together, but
okay.
The
first thing
Ginger is
telling
clocked?
You know what, you're like plugged into so many different things. Are you like always like near like a computer or a television, like electronic stuff? Because I'm getting, it's sort of like you're on overload, hon, okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to get
like
away from.
My mom is on me and my boss is crazy and this guy is stealing my work. I mean, it's like from all angles. And
well, you know what, just
it's a full
do
moon,
something you love,
you know?
A walk. Do something you love. Meditate, go for a walk, take a salt bath. You know, there's
okay.
so many different ways that you can, you know, unclog, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have the success that you've wanted. So Joan Rivers is coming in, and she's saying, always wear underwear, because the people that you meet, you know, on your way up, they may be looking.
Wait, wear underwear?
Well, you know what? In other words, she's trying to get you to laugh a little bit, like watch a comedy show or something. She's saying, always wear underwear, because the people that you meet on your way up the ladder, they may be looking. And she's showing me, like, she's putting her head sideways, and she's looking up as people are walking up the ladder, you know?
So okay.
Make you chill out a little bit, laugh, have a little fun, connect with your joy, and things are going to fall together, hon.
Okay,
I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless you, hon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, so giving you the reading, I went ahead and asked the question of whether, because I use a few tools, of whether you should go and seek out that other job. And it said, yeah, you should just go and talk to them about it. It doesn't mean that you're even going to necessarily apply, but it may. But that's, you know, open discussions are open discussions. If you're not only happy with where you're at, you certainly should, you know, I got a yes that you should do that. Also, when it comes to your career, you need to follow your passion. So if you feel like your passion is being stolen when you're where you're at, then, you know, this next step is, yes, definitely follow your passion. Be the best at what you can be. And just know that you deserve to be compensated for your creative talents. Sometimes, to get successful, it might take a little logic and structure to work things out and a little organization, but in the long run, you just become that firm, compassionate leader, and you become a strong and powerful source and resource within an office. And so, allow your thunder to come forward so that when work is produced, they recognize your work. And so you were saying something about somebody stealing your work, but you know, if you put your little tweak and your little creativity into it, it's going to be hard to not recognize who did the work. You know, that sometimes really is more obvious than what we feel. But reward yourself. You really have done a lot of hard work. Be happy about the success that you've had. I kind of agree with DC about, she said something about working with a partner or something, I think she said. Was that you that she said that to?
Yeah.
I'm seeing there's, you know, if at all possible, that you could probably be very successful at self-employment. So because you do like your time alone. You prefer working in a smaller, quieter environment rather than in a big room with, 50 other employees and a bunch of cubicles. That's just not a comfort space for you. You would much rather be in a small office with one or two people or self-employed, that type of thing. So, you know, be receptive to anything that might come to you. Be receptive and knowing that, you know, recognizing it is going to be important. Now, you asked DC about how to ground or how to, you know, get rid of these energies around you. And really, a lot of it is taking time to be quiet. DC was often suggests, I'm surprised she didn't with you, is a salt bath, you know, taking an Epsom salts bath or, a lovely, rose water bath. Something that, you know, enlivens you and is relaxing and quiet. The other thing is to do a meditation. You can find free meditations on YouTube. Pick a theme about something. Meditation for sleep, meditation for happiness, meditation for love, whatever it is that you feel like drawing in that day. Pick a different one every day. They don't have to be long, 5, 10, 15 minutes, doing grounding techniques. We often go through a meditation that I've shared with everyone that is, I call it a rainbow meditation, and basically it's going through the colors of the chakras and just looking around and seeing each color, starting red, orange, yellow, green,
blue, indigo, violet, and white. And so you go through and you look for these colors and you just allow your eyes to absorb that color into you. If you can't find something with that color, imagine it in your mind and absorb, drink that color in and let it down that space. You'd be surprised at how much better you feel. Also, the breath, doing breath work, and that is just really concentrating on the breath and whatever that comfortable breath is for you, whether it be 3 count, whether 4 count is normal for somebody starting out, 6 count. Some people have a larger lung capacity, can do larger breath. But just breathing in rhythmically on the 4, out on the count of 4, and not stopping. The trick is not stopping at the top or the bottom. It's cyclic. It's a flow. It's make it circular as you breathe it in and out in a very nice rhythmic pattern. Those are all very grounding for anyone and everyone. And so those are the things I have to share with you today, Deborah. I hope that helps. Have a happy Easter. Yes. We look forward to speaking
thank
to you again.
You. Okay,
You're
thank you
welcome.
So much, both of y'all. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. My next caller is from the 856 area code. 856, welcome to Angel Antics. Oops, it didn't. Again, these things happen. 856, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to? Hello? 856? And no one's there. All right. Let's go to, let's see what else we've got going here.
Hello?
To Angel Antics. Hi, who am I speaking to?
Excuse me, this is Jaren.
Jaren, welcome to the Angel Antics. And you have a question for us today.
Well, happy Easter, by the way. Just want to say both of you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
I want to see what changes you have coming in store for me. Am I going to be able to manifest them in the next, 60 days? What you see coming up for me the next couple months with changes for me, I'm waiting on something right now, and I want to see what you're picking up on anything. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, I'm just seeing confetti all around you, and this is going to be a time of positive change, that you've really been needing more freedom. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and this is going to be a time you're going to get money that you didn't even count on, okay?
Okay.
So just, start opening your arms really wide, and, and just, say, I'm worthy of all, that the universe wants to gift me, because Sharon is going to be beautiful. There's nothing, there's nothing to worry about. Okay, and Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you're a money magnet. Why are you worried?
That's so, I know, that's so cute. I do know how to make, I'm very frugal. You're absolutely right. I'm trying to change careers, DC. And it's funny, I had an interview today, and honestly, when I went in, I thought, oh my God, I'm not qualified enough for it. But after I interviewed with the manager and the other person, I really feel that this would be a great job for me. Do you feel me being able to manifest something in the next future? You saw confetti, so I'm getting a yes.
You are manifesting. Yes, okay. You are manifesting. Just, feel it like it's already here, hon, okay? And, you're not doing this alone. You have a lot of spiritual assistance, too, with you.
Oh, DC, keep telling me that. I've been working on this for almost 2 years now. I have a job, thank God. And believe me, I appreciate that every day. But I'm trying to change directions. It's so hard to do that at my age, to change from banking to something else.
Watch what you're saying, because
I know.
It's not hard. You're a manifester. It's not hard, okay? You've got to
remember
what you're saying. You're putting it out to the universe. You're saying it's hard. It's hard. And that universe saying, she wants it to be hard. You don't want it to be hard. I'm seeing rainbows around you. I'm seeing a grandfather around you. Okay? And he just wants you to relax a little bit. Oh, my goodness, he's saying. You're running around. You're here. You're there. You've got to, enjoy life,
Okay.
You know, you've got to enjoy the moment because, you know, really, like, all we have right now is this moment, okay? Nothing else is promised to us.
Today.
And he really wants you to enjoy your life, okay?
Okay.
So, in other words, like, live each moment is what he's telling you, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting money is coming to you. And I'm getting, like, this money is just, like, it's, like, not a small amount of money. It looks, like, a little bit bigger to me. Are you expecting kind of inheritance or anything? Because I'm getting, like, bigger money.
Well, I hope it's not my income tax. That's decent, but that's expected.
This is different.
You know,
this is, like, more than that. This would be more.
My godfather, I'm in his will. I shouldn't be talking about him. God forbid if he – I don't want
him
to die.
Okay, well, I'm getting inheritance. You know,
I'm getting
the word inheritance. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, whatever yours
six.
Is coming to you, so just, mm-hmm. like I said, you know, you're not going to need money. Like, money's coming to you, hon, okay?
Okay, I'm just – that's – I know. I totally agree with you. Do you feel me – is my manifestation going to be –
opportunities. So you're going to have beautiful career opportunities. Exciting. It's a new beginning for you, and you totally deserve it, okay? You totally, totally deserve it. So just, you know, resonate with a beautiful energy and say it, like, I do deserve all of this, okay? And Joan Rivers wants you to, you know, see your life as a movie, and she's saying, you know, girlfriend, you're the star. Give this movie a happy ending, okay?
Okay.
So just see your life, like I said, as a beautiful movie, and you are the star of this beautiful movie. And she wants you to give it a happy ending, okay? It's going to be beautiful. It truly
you,
is.
Gigi. You're my favorite.
You're well.
You don't tell people what they want to hear. You tell them what they need to know. I really mean
you
gotta that.
You've got to lighten
Thank
up
you.
And know that, like I said, that opportunity is coming. It's going to be a long time, sweetheart. All right? But you've got to, like I said, your grandfather's saying you've got to start enjoying every moment, okay?
He knows why I'm not enjoying every moment. He knows where I'm
but
working.
So that
tell
you want
him
to
leave me alone.
It's,
he's listening.
But everything you want is coming, so you got to chill out a little bit. He wants you to just, you know, enjoy. Enjoy, you know, life, okay? And you're not
Thank
getting
you.
Enough of sleep, telling me. You might be sleeping, but you're not getting restful sleep. So you've got to, you know, you've got to do something. You know, take that salt bath or meditate. Do something to get you in a relaxed state because you're not getting a restful sleep, okay?
You're right. He's right. You're right. Thank you.
Okay. That's what I have, okay? And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, honey. God bless.
Blessings. Hi, Eileen.
Thanks.
Hi, Jaron. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. What I have is that right now it is time for you to be really strong. And know that you have the grace and inner strength that you need to overcome any challenges that are coming up in your future. You have also kindness and forgiveness, and you have the time to embrace how wonderful you are. And that's what you need to do, is realize that you are wonderful and that you can do anything. So let that stress go to the wayside because, part of sometimes that stress comes from having too many things all at once. And to be successful at multitasking, we need to just sometimes stop and take a step back. It's not always pushing forward quickly. It's about, successfully multitasking does take some planning. So stop, take the time to stop. Take a step back and realize that you have all the tools that you need to move forward on even sudden events or any type of changes. And I definitely do see changes coming your way. So just know that you can successfully manage the stressful challenge that's going to come your way. But just be passionate about it. Be passionate about what you do, okay? It is going to take some immediate action. So, you know, I think it's going to come up quickly. If they offer you this position, it's going to be fast, but they need to know right away. I think they need somebody in the position immediately. But it is definitely a challenge that you can successfully manage. So just
feel confident. You can do this. You're really good at counseling others and helping others, so help yourself and counsel yourself. Don't allow any harshness in the environments or anything that you need to do stop you. Because guess what? You are just getting started. It is time for you to bloom. It is time for you to have patience with yourself, to know that this is all part of your process, and you do not need to give up. You're coming into another bloom of your own. We go through several of these in our lives. We are not meant to do the same thing all the time for, 80 years of our life. We're definitely meant to change things up, shake things up big every number of years. Some people do it every 5, some 10, every 12. I knew one man. He changed careers completely every 20 years. And so he ended up with a heck of a retirement, because he'd had several careers in his life. So just know that those are natural and normal things to do, and it is your time to bloom. So be the flower and just walk in and be sunshine. And then get back to us and let us know how everything worked out for you. All right, Jaren?
Thank you, both of you. Have a wonderful Easter, okay, both of you. Thank you. Thank you, DC.
You too. Please.
Happy Easter.
Hun.
Happy Easter.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, let's see here. What numbers do I have coming up? I have the 954 area code. 954, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Mary. Happy Easter. Welcome to the show.
Yes. And,
do you have a question for?
Same to you. Well, I guess it's the full moon or something's bringing everybody kind of shaking everybody up, including myself. I spent most of last evening mopping up water unexpectedly in my apartment, but it's all good now. But I've just been going through a lot of stress, and it's affecting health, finances, relationship, all of those areas. So I just wanted to see what you pick up on, what's going on and what is coming up.
Okay, let's see what we've got. DC?
Okay, Mary, this is DC.
Hi, DC.
It's a pleasure to connect with you. As I was listening to you, you said your name, and, you wanted to, relate to us, your question and everything. Oh, my goodness, my third eye, it's in between your two physical eyes. It started to hurt. So I don't know, have you been feeling anything in this area, in the third eye area?
No, a lot of other places, not there, no.
Okay, I'm getting that you're getting a lot more information, and you're getting some more clarity that you didn't have before, okay?
In what
respect?
So you're
going to see, I'm thinking over the next week or so, sort of things that you're confused about, you're not going to be confused about anymore, okay?
Wow, that would be a blessing, wow.
It's, everything is like clearing up for you. Okay, because right now you're sort of, like you said, you are confused and you can't even move. Like you're so stuck. It's just like you're majorly stuck. Okay.
Right. Mhm. Mhm.
Okay, but it's going to, like you said, it's going to get better, and say that whatever happened, but I know it's going to get better because it is. Okay, and then you're going to change your energy. You're not going to feel stuck. You're not going to be restricted, and you're going to be free to move ahead, and choose what you're wanting. And when I say choose what you're wanting, it's as if that you're looking ahead and you're not looking to the sides. There's so many, different things going on around you, but you're not seeing them, okay? There's choices that you have to make that are going to help you to be happier, even healthier. And you've got to look as you're walking. Look to the sides as well as in front of you, because there's so many different possibilities, and they're going to affect the decisions that you're making. Okay.
Huh.
So look for all these other options that are there for you.
Yeah. they haven't happened yet, or just something I need to be aware of coming in?
You've got to be aware of, like all of the possibilities that await you. Like I said, if you're thinking like about one specific area of your life and you're just walking forward, you're looking all the way down this big, big, long hall, but you're not looking to the sides. It's as if you have tunnel vision. You look to the sides and you're going to see, oh, my gosh, I'm getting answers to the left. I'm getting answers to the right, you know.
Hmm.
So it's not as bad as you're thinking it's going to be, okay?
Okay. Okay. Well,
okay.
love is going to get
better for you. Okay.
Oh,
and I just, this beautiful love is going to come into your life, okay?
Well, I'm in a relationship now. I have been for almost a year now.
Okay. But I felt like there was like something like not quite right and it's going to get better.
So are you saying that my present relationship is going to improve or what?
I'm just getting, you know, the circumstances that you've been through. Like there was something going on and I'm getting it's sort of like clearing up is what I'm being shown, okay?
Okay.
There's been like sort of like a negative influence around you guys.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
It's like you guys... You burnt off like maybe some kind of karma is what I'm getting?
I don't know. He's been surrounded by some bad influences, people in particular.
Okay.
And I think he's carrying that vibration maybe with
him. Just give him positive energy. Send him love and positive energy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, you know, for no reason, everything is just going to, like, it's going to get better, okay? So just... You know, just send that beautiful love to him and that energy.
Okay.
And yourself have to, like, try to be a little bit more positive as well, okay? Follow
right.
your dream. And, you know, you're going through a little bit of a rough time right now, but don't let that stop you from having the beautiful life that you so deserve, okay?
Okay.
And
all
I'm
right.
getting, you know, like, I see you in this little tiny little rowboat, and you're just floating around all these big obstacles, okay?
Oh, good, good. Okay.
So you're going to make the reality that you want for yourself, hon. So choose good things, okay?
Right. Do you know about how long before I start to see some improvement?
Well, it's up to you. You know, this is going to be up to you. Like, you have to take steps so that you can have this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting everything can get better in, like, your romantic life, your financial life, your personal life. It's only temporary, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So anticipate the positive, you know, that you're
right.
wanting, and put that energy out there, hon, is what I'm getting, okay?
All right. Thank you.
So try to anticipate the good. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen really fast, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
All right, Mary, what I've got for you is really a lot about you. And I don't know if you do any type of spiritual work or anything else, but this is actually very, very much just that. And what it's saying is that you really need to embrace who you are and your own true purpose, no matter who's around you or what they're doing. You need to begin actually a new adventure. Trust yourself in this. And what I'm actually seeing is spiritually, you actually have the ability to channel your own divine healing power. So you have the ability to do a healing modality of some sort, whatever you're called to. That's
mm-hmm.
trusting what you're called to, whether it be become a shaman, whether it be to become a Reiki master, quantum healing, theta healing, hands-on. What's that other one? Starts with a J. I can't think. There's so many healing modalities out there. They're unbelievable.
I've been involved
but you're
in a lot of spiritual practices for a number of years, but... things kind of change in that area for me, and I'm not really involved in the same group or the same area as I used to be for many years, and I'm kind of
seek a different group.
I've been seeking some other areas, some other groups, and so far I have not come up with anything that's even close to what I, you know, remember or was part of. It's all like kind of jumbled up right now, and I'm kind of going
back.
Well,
what I'm here to tell you, okay, that's fine, but what I want to tell you is begin a new adventure. It doesn't have to look like what you used to do. That's not what I'm telling you. Embrace your true purpose. If that was what you were doing and it didn't all work out, then that probably wasn't about your purpose. So you have a true purpose. It is in being a medicine woman, some type of divine healer. You are a channel for that power and energy. So trust yourself and begin a new adventure. I have to tell you, I have worked with very few groups and have moved along swiftly and quickly in all of my spiritual skills. It is not about being in a group. It is about trusting in yourself, and it is about doing your own personal work, making sure that you take time to meditate, take time to journal the messages that you are receiving. Take time to have several different journals, a dream journal, a meditation journal. So you journal right after your meditation. You journal right after you wake up, whatever it is that you remember. You can have several journals around the house. It's about doing your work. It's not about being in a group. You certainly can find all the information you need online and then just seek out mentors here and there. You know, DC and I, for example, you don't actually have to be in the same place in the same state to take a Reiki class. DC and I have both done Reiki classes by Skype where we see the person throughout most of the class. And, you know, we have the ability to send by distance. So these things can be done in the comfort of your own private home. Do that. You are being called. Expect miracles. Have the faith that this is what you, once you decide what that purpose is, let that be heard and have the faith that those prayers are being answered, because miracles are coming your way. Know that through this, you're going to become increasingly sensitive. And with that, you're going to have to be careful of the people that you are around. That's going to come as you move along in the long run. That's for you, your life purpose. In the basic world, though, the other short message that I have for you is be intellectual about your solutions. Don't pretend if there is a problem that there isn't one. Because if you do not act quickly and decisively, there can be unexpected changes that are not going to really help you out. So please take to ensure your financial security, and know that you do need to watch out in that area of your life too. And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonates with you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And that brings us to the end of our show. We are at the end of our time. I want to thank everyone for coming today. I love you. I wish you all a beautiful and blessed, happy Easter. If you've got sun, get out in it. DC, I love you. Thanks for being my partner.
And I love you, Eileen. Yes, happy Easter to everyone that's celebrating it. Awesome. And really, you know, I wanted to ask everybody to just please, you know, don't take any moment of your life for granted. Some people start living their life, they think, when I get this job, you know, when I buy that new house, when I get this new car. Joan is coming in and she's saying, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is God's gift. That's why we call it the present. And she asks that we enjoy each moment because each are so precious.
All right. Well, thank you, DC, and thanks for sharing your together with me here for Angel Antics. And everyone have a wonderful Easter, and don't forget to listen to us next week. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.